Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mashed Potatoes Mesopotamia podcast. Today on MPMP, we're going to be explaining mashed potatoes, Mesopotamia culture. Today, hosting and explaining this mashed potatoes would be Jayden, Joshua, Natalie, Manny, and I, Audrey. Hope they're all as good as eating mashed potatoes as I am.
That crazy mashed potatoes, mashed potatoes have had secret hidden treasures within. Well, technically, secret hidden culture. So, are you ready to travel back in time to discover the undiscovered cultures of Mesopotamia?
What is the importance of the culture of Mesopotamia? Mesopotamian art themes were included in Victorian buildings, paintings, poetry, and jewelry. It's because when the Greeks and Romans conquered Mesopotamia, they took their art and passed it on to Europe. Plus, the Mesopotamians wore seals as rings, bracelets, and necklaces. They did this to make seals portable so they could stamp their seals that were like their names to sign things.
What did people write on back in Mesopotamia? Back when paper wasn't invented, people wrote in a text called cuneiform on soft clay tablets. Many archaeologists have deciphered and are still trying to decipher many of the soft clay tablets they have found. Soft clay tablets were good for writing to kings and your friends and family if they were far away, or you could use them for emergency messages. What languages did people speak back in Mesopotamia, and what language is the oldest? In Mesopotamia, people spoke Sumerian, Assyrian, Babylonian, Elamite, Amorite, Old Persian, Aramaic, etc. Also, the Sumerian language was the oldest written language in existence. It was attested in 3100 BC, but officially writing Sumerian was in 2900 BC with other languages. Languages were significant for those who couldn't speak English, and it makes everyone unique. What was the main language of learning in Mesopotamia? Sumerian was the main learning language until at least 200 BC. Cuneiform, the system invented to record it, outlived it. People learned different languages, mainly Sumerian, when you travel to other places and people don't speak your language and the languages make others unique.
What sort of traditions do you think the Sumerians followed? One of these traditions are a ritual that celebrated when someone important as the king passed away. You know, when one of their beloved kings pass away to the afterlife, their tradition is to gather up 60 to 70 people to drink poison and lie still beside their king's grave and slowly but surely pass away into the afterlife with their king. Crazy, I know, but they believed and followed from back that giving the king company would give him a happier, in general, better afterlife. They also feel that the king would feel respected and proud. But not only that, what would you do if you and your dog were buried together in the same grave, even though your dog wasn't even dead yet? Why do you think the people's personality and wealth still mattered even after death?
Sumerians knew that in the afterlife, when people died, the person would come back to them. Early in Eridu, there were 1,000 graves were buried and found. They had buried them into holes. You might find weavings, food, and poetry around the graves to show themselves. To show themselves to the dead. Even dogs are buried with their owners. This is all for Sumerians and keeping them healthy and in the. Sumerians knew that in the afterlife, when people die, the person will come back to them. Earlier in Eridu, there were 1,000 graves buried and found. They had buried them into holes. You might find weavings, food, and poetry around the graves to show themselves to the dead. Even dogs were buried with their owners. This is all for Sumerians and keeping them healthy in the afterlife.
Have you ever thought about how were the Sumerians so good at so many things? This is because they valued things like efficiency. Having good efficiency makes them have a large amount of extra time to practice other things such as crafting or science or math. How were the gods valued by the people? These gods were so great that even the generations after the Sumerians took these gods and renamed them and kept worshiping them through other ways of creating art and work for them.